That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to the Fabulous Fox beginning May 18th for 1 week only. Tickets at MetroTix.com. Sponsored by U.S. Bank.
Give mom something she'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. You'll get a gift, too. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera Bread for terms and restrictions.
I'm not big on a lot of musicals, but that Jersey Boys, that's more like a concert. It's a great musical. All right, it's Monday, and it's time to talk a little tech talk. We have the man who has the answers to your questions about televisions and phones and iPads and laptops and desktops and all that stuff. All that stuff that drives you crazy either after you get it or drives yourself crazy trying to figure out which one to buy and how to decide what's right for you. His name is Jose Hernandez. This is called Tech Talk. Brought to you by Window World, the original, and it's 314-993-1800. I had a brain freeze there. That's Window World's number. And the way this works is Jose does a monologue. He's going to tell us about some stuff that's the latest and the greatest and the most aggravating, and then your name's on the screen and we take your calls. Here we go. You got something bugging you? 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Or for most people, since most of you are on cell phones, any cell phone, star KTRS. Would you please say hello to Jose Hernandez?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
Excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I think I told you you need to go see Jungle Book.
Yes.
You didn't do that yet.
I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, you need to do that. I'd like to know what you think. And I'm trying to think if I have anything bugging me from a technology. I don't think I do. You guys have anything for Jose?
No.
No.
All is well. What do you have for us?
Well, seems a poorly named Wi-Fi hotspot in a Melbourne airport caused a bit of an issue with the airline company. The Wi-Fi hotspot was named Detonation Device.
Oh, my goodness.
A young lady saw on her cell phone the availability of a Wi-Fi hotspot named Detonation Device, and responding to the See Something, Say Something mantra, she alerted the crew, who notified the pilot and security officers. Passengers on board the flight said the pilot asked the person responsible for the Wi-Fi name to come forward. No one did. They waited half an hour and then emptied the aircraft.
So this is a website, a name that was assigned by somebody on the plane.
Well, somebody has set their, you know, you can change your hotspot to be named anything.
Right. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, apparently these guys thought it was funny.
Well,
and they said later it could have been somebody not even in the plane. It could have been somebody in the airport.
In the terminal itself.
Yeah.
Roughly 50 of the passengers chose to take another flight as opposed to get
Don't
on.
You know, they'd all love to have had 5 minutes with whoever did that.
Oh, yes.
A federal judge in California has ordered a woman to unlock her iPhone by using her fingerprint. At issue whether pressing a fingerprint to unlock a phone giving law enforcement access to all the contents is tantamount to testifying against yourself and violating your Fifth Amendment rights.
See, things are just too complicated.
Well,
you can go in the women's room with a penis, and now this. Everything is just too hard to figure out.
In an unrelated story, Director James Comey from the FBI gave a hint to Reuters that they spent a little over $1.3 million to unlock the terrorist iPhone in California to gain little to nothing.
Wow.
And then finally, the NSA says that they don't know how many Americans they're spying on. The head of the National Security Agency, James Clapper, who heads the world's most sophisticated mass surveillance operations of any kind anywhere, can't say how many Americans they're spying on. The reason is not because it's secret, it's because it's so massive they really don't know.
You know, he'd have been smarter to make up a number. A small number, because now when you say we don't know, all that tells you, oh my goodness, you got so many people you don't even know how many there are. Who would have known if he just said, well, about 4,000?
Well, and, yeah. And why would he start telling the truth now?
Well, true.
Yeah.
Now he's not the James Clapper. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's not in the Clapper Copper Caper with Johnny Carson. Remember that routine?
Goodness, yes. I remember that one.
We got to play that one day. That thing is hysterical.
And then ultimately, last but not least, if you're interested in an iPhone 7, and I know some of you are, I would actually recommend waiting for the iPhone 8. The version 7 has a couple of updates. Nothing spectacular or exciting enough to make me want to spend that kind of money for a new phone. But I presume, and I haven't seen the specs yet for the iPhone 8, that it's going to be a much better product.
Hey, who was the Dragnet guy, the copper clapper? What was his name? I can see his face.
Oh, Joe Friday, you mean?
No, that was his...
Joe Webb?
Jack Webb.
Jack Webb, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Webb. Wow. It's too bad he's not still alive. He could really have a website.
Yeah.
It's time to take calls. I see people are lined up. One more time for the numbers. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. Sonny is up first. Sonny, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hello.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Sonny.
Hallelujah. Sonny. I'd like to get rid of the cable company. In my case, it's U-verse. And put up an antenna or try one of these leaf antennas and stream everything else. And get rid of my house phone.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yep.
Who can help me do that?
Sonny, I can actually help you with the digital antenna. I bought one off of Amazon, I think, for $5, and it screws right into the back of the coax.
You've got to be kidding.
On the TV, and you don't even need to put it outside. No. I just put it up against a window,
yeah.
And it picked up like almost 35 channels.
Yeah. Is that one of those things that look like a little bed sheet?
No, it was probably about the size of a 5x7 index card.
Some of them look like placemats.
Yeah. Yes.
So okay. you can get one of those inexpensively from Amazon or from any of the big box stores locally. The problem that you may experience is what they call cable cutters are running into, and that's the fact of you're going to have internet service, so you're going to watch like Amazon or Hulu or any of the other services. So it starts out at, you know, Netflix is $10 a month. Amazon Prime is $99 a year. Hulu's another $10 or $15. TMC. By the time you get done finding all the things you want to watch, you could literally be paying as much in individual services a la carte as you're paying now for just the U-verse delivery.
Well, the only thing I want is A&E and OAN, One American News.
Right.
And Fox.
Right.
The only things I want, and they're in the local television.
Right. So you should be pretty good. I presume you're going to keep AT&T as your internet provider?
No. I think I'm going to go to Charter. They're faster.
Okay.
What do you think?
If they say they're faster, they're faster. I haven't compared one to the other.
All righty.
All right.
Well, thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
All right, Sonny. Bye-bye. Now, let me ask you this. Let's see, Netflix, Hulu, whatever. Do, like he mentioned, A&E or whatever. Do they all carry that? Or some, are they, does each one have exclusive programming the others don't? Or is there
crossover? Yeah, you have to kind of search around because Hulu Plus has some. Yeah,
but they have some that they share.
I think so, yes. I think...
But for the most part, you're going to find a specific provider on a specific service.
Okay. Let's go to Jason. Jason, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I'll be quick. I know there's probably a lot of people trying to get through. So just quick question. My TV's on the fritz, and I'm looking to maybe get a 4K.
Yes.
Just your opinion on if now's a good time to buy, or is it going to be where the price bottoms out in a year or so? What would be your advice?
No, now's a pretty good time to buy. Again, if you go out and do your research on the interweb about which products are rated the highest, you pick your price point, how much money you want to spend.
He actually said prick.
He did.
He said prick. He said prick your prick Peon, your price can you edit that
point.
Out?
Because yeah,
the FCC will take us right off the air.
Oh, that's
just edit
dangerous.
That out. Okay. Go right ahead.
How much money you'd like to spend, and what size television you want to spend
on? About $800. I'm just comparing when I originally bought an HD TV.
Right.
HD was $1,000, and so I thought, well, if I can get decent quality for about that price range.
Yeah, do your research on the interweb and find the best one for you.
Okay, I think that's reasonable, you think, between $8,000 and $1,000.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And of course, Frank and I have discussed this previously. No one has ever come back to either one of us and said, you know, that TV you recommended was just too big.
Yeah, too big. My garage,
right.
My garage is just too big. Nobody says that. Good luck, Jason.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, someone had a question for Peon. What was the name of that antenna that you bought off of?
I'd have to look.
You don't remember?
I don't have it handy. But yeah, you just search for
matter.
You just search for any digital antenna on Amazon or whatever.
Yeah,
I think it was one of the highest reviewed ones that popped up.
And I'm sure Jose would agree. There's probably 30 of them.
Oh, easily.
Fine.
Yes,
doesn't
easily.
Matter. Name doesn't matter. Diana's next. Diana, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. And I'd first like to say I'm AM and the PM.
We love to hear it. Thank you.
Okay, my question has to do with external hard drives.
Yes.
And backup. And the one I see most, I guess, is Seagate.
Yes.
But I'm not even sure what size they talk about. 2 TB, 3 TB. I don't even know what that is. But I have a desktop, and my husband has a laptop. Is there something that we could use on both? Or, I mean, I don't understand how it works, but is it possible to use the same unit on both computers?
At the same time?
No, I mean, like, you know, use it and then back it up and then use it and back it up. Or,
sure. Any of the external
One of the things that I actually heard was that, you know, you should disconnect it. Because, you know, if hackers want to get in or hold things ransom, you know, not that I have a lot of things that anybody want, but I'm just saying, is it something that you have to take on and off?
It is the possibility. It's a USB device that plugs into the little USB ports on the side of the computers.
Okay.
Any of the external hard drives, not necessarily what they call the storage solutions, which is the Seagate's one of those. Anybody that makes a hard drive of that's actually their terabyte, 1 TB, 2 TB.
Oh, okay.
I would presume that a 1 TB would suffice for everything that you need to do.
All right.
But they're fairly inexpensive. You can get them at any of the big box stores. You can go online and do a search for them at, like, Amazon.
Well, you know, like Amazon, they had like a 2 TB portable for $89. I mean, that seems to be the price range. But can we use them on both computers?
Yes, as long as it has a USB port, you can unplug it from one, plug it into the other, and do your backup.
Okay, and how does that backup work? I mean, does it stay segregated according to the desktop and the laptop? Or
no, it's segregated. It's segregated by file name.
Oh, okay.
So you would call yours my backup and his whatever name you give to him for his backup.
And there should be instructions on how to do all that, correct?
If not, send me an email and we can find some stuff on the web that will take care of it pretty quick.
Oh, okay, great. I really appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, she was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and polite and grateful.
Go to Tricia. Ed dropped
Ed's
off
gone.
There.
Tricia's next. Tricia, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Trisha?
And I want to say I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you much. Thank you.
Hey, Jose, I have a question for you. I, on my computer, about every day, Windows 10 pops up and says, would you like to download me? And
yes.
There's no option to say, no, don't ever ask me again.
Right.
There's only an option to say later, schedule later, not now. How can I get that box to quit popping up?
You mean besides just clicking on the X in the upper right-hand corner?
Yeah, like I do every day. It's
right.
Just I feel like this is just going to keep going on for an eternity.
No, honestly. It won't go on for an eternity. It'll stop in probably end of July.
Really?
Yeah, right now the upgrade to Windows 7 is free.
Okay.
So Microsoft is pushing the issue that they would really, really, really like you to upgrade.
Yep.
You don't have to.
Nope.
And there is a couple ways if you want to do some major surgery to make it stop. There's a Microsoft update that came out that you have to delete and some other stuff. The information's available on the interweb for just a search.
Okay.
Or you can just click the X and move on with life.
And wait till July. Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Thanks.
Wow, the ladies are very satisfied by you today. They sound so
surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, relieved. Is Tim still with us?
Yes.
We'll close it out with Tim. Tim, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Tim.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
All right. The other day I was at the Cardinal game, and I dropped my phone on the escalator, which is not a good thing to do, obviously, because it shattered the screen.
Yes.
I bought there was a Samsung Galaxy Mega. I now have a Samsung S7.
Yes.
The Sprint store is telling me they can't transfer the information over due to the fact that the screen does. Nothing works on the screen now. You can see it, but no matter where you touch it, nothing happens.
Okay.
How do I get the information from my old phone into my new one?
Is Sprint is the provider for the new phone?
Yes, sir.
Do you like the store you went to?
I wasn't too crazy about the one who remained nameless in my hometown, so I went to the one off Olive, which is a bit bigger,
okay.
And he told me virtually the same thing.
Okay, what I would do is start by calling Sprint Technical Support.
Okay.
And you can do that by hitting *611 on the phone.
Okay.
And that will dial them directly and tell them what you want done, because there's a couple ways to do it. One,
all right,
is that your old phone should have a SIM card in it.
Okay.
And a storage card. Is that correct?
Okay.
And they should be able to back up all of your contacts and the content you want to keep to that removable SIM card.
Yeah. All right. Now, they'll be able to do that. From my old phone, even though I've transferred my phone number to my new phone?
Yes, because when you plug your phone into a USB device, your computer should still recognize it.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I can do that.
And then when you plug it in, it says, do you want to import the pictures? And you can say yes or no. And then when you go to your computer where it lists all the drives, your phone should be listed as one of the external drives. And then you should be able to click through and get that information. So I think the Sprint store either doesn't know how or doesn't want to.
Well, see, that's what I didn't understand, because my girlfriend, her phone had completely crashed. You couldn't turn it on. You couldn't do anything with it.
Right.
And the Sprint store, the one here off Olive, they transferred everything. And
right.
They didn't touch a button one on her old phone.
I had a thing where they took a card out of my phone, and this was Sprint, took a card out of my phone, stuck it in a little machine, and then stuck my phone in that machine and transferred everything over.
Yeah, that's why I was not understanding why they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
The other one I would do, Tim, is head to the nearest Best Buy.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the Best Buy, they have a cell phone area that is staffed by representatives from all of the phone manufacturers.
Oh, yeah, those Samsung people are really smart.
Samsung's got one. The iPhone folks have got one. The LG's got one. A representative in-house. Take it to them and tell them your story and see what they tell you.
Excellent. Excellent. Jose, you are the man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day, everybody.
Thank you, Tim. You heard it. You're the man. That's what he said. Well, the man
Hoo-ah.
Is out of time, but the man has an email address. Here's the man to give you his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
All right, Jose, thank you so much. Jose Hernandez, everybody. Courtesy of Window World, the original $189 window, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, 314-993-1800. And now we go to the world's greatest traffic reporter to find out what we don't want to get into, want to avoid, or want to jump right into the middle of, because it's not so bad. Tim, what do you have?
Okay, well, I'm looking at this accident on the Poplar Street Bridge. It's, boy, shoving this one car right out of the way. Only the left lane is open up, and that's coming westbound. And it is about in the middle of the river, in the middle of the bridge. And traffic is backed up all the way back to Highway 64. Now we've got an incident on the Martin Luther King Bridge. It looks like all the westbound lanes are shut down. And they're just letting one car at a time go through eastbound. So you're backed up all the way to Highway 5564 on the King Bridge. Now looking at eastbound Highway 40, traffic now is slowing. I'm gonna look over my pilot here from Vandeventer up to the Poplar Street Bridge. So downtown, we've got a real mess right now. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples. Make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. For the last 56 years, people have taken the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 and bought thousands and tens of thousands of vehicles from this guy now and his father before him. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary best Chevy dealer in the United States, John Landoff.
Wow, what an introduction. Unbelievable.
Listen to that crowd.
Man, it's unbelievable. I don't know what to say. I mean,
well, you're
normally you're not this nice to me right off the bat. So I'm kind of speechless, which is unusual.
Well, I decided to ease up on you a little bit today.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened over the weekend? Something really good must have happened that you're going to be
to me. It wasn't the weekend. It was last night. I gambled too late, and I got home at 4:30. And I'm really tired. I'm too tired to be mean or to make fun. I'm too tired to make fun.
You just need to make sure you get worn out.
I just need to be. I need to be.
Night.
Yep, I need to be worn down. I do. And you'll be proud of me. I rode a bicycle yesterday for 4 miles, and then I played over the weekend both pickleball and tennis. I'm practically an athlete, actually a triathlete.
What in the heck has gotten into you?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
It's the spring weather.
It's the
birds chirping in the morning.
Yeah, it's the change of the season. That's it.
Don't you just love it?
Except for the pollen. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to blow your nose a little bit more often.
Hey, when do we have the cicadas coming back? Is that what is that every?
Right, there's 7-year cicadas. There's 13-year cicadas. I think there are some cicadas that are around every year, but that one time when they were flying everywhere, that was the 7-year and 13-year that came out at the same time.
I still remember that.
Oh, I hate it.
I remember we were running and we were, they were everywhere.
Oh man,
it was like hail.
A couple of times they'd hit Mimi and then she would just like jump almost out of her tennis shoes. And I'm always behind her when I'm running. I'm like, I'm laughing so
hard. You could shovel them in my driveway with a snow shovel.
Yeah, and how loud they were. Remember how loud?
And what's the deal with them? They have sex and die or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like they come out of hibernation. They hibernate for 17 years, and then they come out, have sex, and drop dead. What a life. What a horrible life.
What a way to go.
Huh? I guess. If you only do one thing, and then you die, I guess that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, you do it well.
And boy, they must put a lot into it.
Yeah.
They drop dead.
Well, their shells come off, too.
How about these little windmills, though, that are all over the place? I mean, you know, I do love springtime, but holy smokes.
From the trees?
What do you call those? Little helicopter things? What do you call
helicopters?
Little seed on the end of? What do you call those things?
Is that from a maple tree or a...
Maple trees, and they're so small this year compared to normally. They're a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And I think because of the mild winter.
But you'll see, now, after a while, you'll see little trees starting to grow in your yard from those things.
I tell you what, I don't like. What are those sweet gum balls? Those real prickly, those hard things. Like with, it's like a porcupine.
Yeah, the sweet gum balls. I hate those things.
I tell you what else you don't want to step on in bare feet: pine cones.
Ew.
Ouch.
Not pleasant.
When was the last time you walked around outdoors barefoot?
Right? Never. My feet are so tender. grass.
I mean, when you grew up, when you were growing up, probably you were probably walking around barefoot.
No, I didn't. I'm glad you said that. My neighbor, when I was a kid, Randy Clayton, had feet that were like leather. He never wore shoes. This is down in the sticks of Tennessee. And Randy, one day, was running across some jagged rocks and stuff. And I said, man, how do you do that? He said, my feet are tough. Watch this. And he went in the house, and he got his mother's, like, knitting needle. And he came out and just took some thread and sewed the sole of his foot to show me he could just run a needle in and out of his foot. And the callus skin was so thick he couldn't even feel it. He could walk on broken glass. And he was like Tarzan.
Wow.
And I could never, my feet, if you look at my sole of my foot, I'll start laughing because it tickles, and it's so tender. If grass is not the softest grass.
Are you asking Dan to look at your feet?
No, but grass hurts my feet. That's how tender they are.
Grass.
Yeah. Grass hurts my feet.
Just as I asked earlier, how many times are you really walking outside barefoot?
I don't walk barefoot ever.
I'm not thinking too often.
Never.
I love going barefoot.
Berber barefoot. Carpeting hurts my feet. That's how tender they are.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, let's say hi to Benny and Deborah Toot from Jerseyville, Illinois.
Yeah. Well, hold on here. Hold on.
From Jerseyville.
Now, well, their name's Debbie and what? Benny and?
Benny. Denny and Deborah Toot.
Toot?
Denny and Deborah. Now, Denny and Deborah. Denny and Deborah, listen to me.
Probably think that we're going to do something.
I'll handle this, P.I. Denny and Deborah, I know what you're thinking. Now, those guys are going to make fun of our last name, Toot. Well, if you're really AM and the PM and you listen, you know we don't do that, right, Pion?
Yep.
That's absolutely correct.
We would
correct.
Never do that.
No.
Oh, it'd be easy to do if we wanted to. We could play some kind of toot noises.
Yeah.
I could say that, you know, when I was a kid in Tennessee, my aunt used to say, ooh, I think somebody tooted.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to do that.
No.
Because you've probably had a lifetime of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All we're going to do is thank you for your business. How about that?
Yeah.
Deborah and Denny.
Thank you, Benny and Deborah from Jerseyville, Illinois, and John Roth and Mark Thornton took great care of them. And also, talk about Joe Moran and his wife, Leona. I mean, we've talked about them before. And just check out this website that he's put together, theunseenstars.com. The Unseen Stars. He sent me a great email. I'll forward it to you. But Joe's a great guy and a great customer and an avid AM of the PM listener. So many, many, many more AM of the PM customers coming in. Today, even though it's Monday, May the 2nd, can you believe that we're already in the month of May?
Mm-mm.
Deborah and Denny saved a pretty penny, and they didn't have to spend a lot of loot. They got in their new Chevy and headed right home because both of them had to go toot.
I thought you weren't going to make fun of this.
I changed my mind.
It was impossible.
I changed my mind.
Could not help it.
You can't help yourself.
No.
You really can't.
No, you
can't help yourself.
But see how I worked in the deal? Saved a pretty penny, didn't spend a lot of loot. That's what you should focus on.
Oh, yeah. That's really nice. You're doing a great job. I'm going to get these customers. Have a name in the PM. They're making this one of their last name.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
We only, that song, you only heard the one you love.
I hope you're laughing.
You only have fun with people you like.
We don't tease people.
We can't stand.
I never heard toot till I got older, John. My grandma Strauss used to always call it shooting Germans. She'd go, all right, who shot a German?
What is that?
We don't know.
That's my grandma Strauss used to say it all the time.
Do you remember that song and that guy, don't mess with my toot, toot, toot. Don't you know that song? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Don't mess with my
toot. Do you want to hear a few Macedonian words for
sure.
You know, farts?
Sure.
Yes.
Sufni.
What?
Sufni.
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 Say it, use it like you would use it in a sentence.
Yeah, who just Sufni?
Well, you know what? I like it. Nobody would know what
How
it meant.
Else are you going to use it?
No.
Hey, anyone ready to Sufni? No. Hey, who just Sufni?
Who just Sufni?
You can always tell because usually they're getting up if they're in a room and they're walking away. Like nobody knows. I mean, you know, there's a trailer, definitely.
Oh.
Like, you know, hey, did you just Sufni? No.
A trailer.
You know how to spell it?
No.
Like S-N, like S-N-U... FNE or something?
Let me grab my Macedonian dictionary real quick.
Are you talking about crop dusting when you said trailer?
FNE, Soufni, probably. I like crop dusting.
I'm leaving because I got a Soufni.
And then you've got Padishi.
What?
A what?
I hope if there's some Macedonians listening right now, they're probably falling out of their chair. If you're driving, hold on to your steering wheel because Padishi.
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 Padishi. Get it, roll your tongue a little bit. Can you do that?
Padishi.
Let me hear you. Padishi.
Padishi.
Padishi. Correct.
Padishi. Sounds Italian.
Yeah.
No, it's Italian. It's Macedonian. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where that came from.
Well, I do. We all know where it came from.
Padishi.
You know what? Even though it's May the 2nd, today is the last day of the month of April. Wow. So all the business today goes into the month of April. So if you're looking for a deal, aim in the PM crowd. You might be getting ready for dinner. Hurry up and eat and come and see us. We will be open.
Don't tell DT around. Get in there.
What?
Don't tell DT around. Get in there.
I was on a roll.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, people say don't fart around.
One little pitch is all I'm going to give. Now I'm done. Dan, I'm just done. Okay.
Dan, it sounds like you're in timeout.
You finally broke Jerome down.
Sounds like you're in timeout. That's what I hear.
Oh, my gosh. But we are open late tonight to the great AIM of the PM crowd. By the way, I am AIM of the PM.
Well, we know that.
I notice myself more, even though I'm working hard and I go online and I listen online because obviously I can't listen to my car because I'm working. But I do get in the car tonight and we'll listen on the way home. So, yeah, you guys are funny.
Have a good joke tonight, too. You know what I'm missing?
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. It's one of those long-winded ones.
Denny and Deborah Toot.
The Denny and Deborah Toot.
Denny.
I like it. I like it. And who are the other people? Lorna, what was that?
Joe Moran and Leona.
Leona, I love the name Leona.
Joe Moran and Leona. TheUnseenStars.com. All right, that's it. We're open late tonight. We're going to take great care of the AIM and the PM crowd as we always do. Give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24-7-365 at longduck.com.
Hey, John.
Dan? No, sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead, Dan.
Do you know what the mother buffalo said to her son after he grew up, buffalo, and left the range?
Here we go.
Dan, it's not funny. I listened. I heard it.
You heard it?
See?
He does listen. See? You know,
man.
Dan, you know, put all your energy towards, you know, rooting for the Blues. Okay? Put all of your energy to root for the Blues.
All right.
Up with a joke. Leave the joke telling. Leave it to Frank, okay?
The master. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, John. All right. They're on the way, so take good care of them, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. I'm embarrassed to ask this. Where do the Blues stand now?
One game to one against the Dallas Stars.
Ooh.
They won last night yesterday in overtime.
Well, yes. That's better than 2-0. So 1-1.
Yes,
2-0 meaning 2 for Dallas. So all right, 1-1. Actually, a guy like you probably wants it to go 7.
No.
It's more so.
No, I don't think any.
No one. No Blues fan wants it to go 7. We would like to see it end in 5 now. The Blues come back and just sweep them here and go back there and win it.
So they play here how many games?
2.
That can happen. They Tuesday. Can have 3 knocked out then.
Yeah, Tuesday and Thursday. And then they go back there, Saturday for game 5.
And don't ask me.
Yeah, Saturday for game 5, and then on Monday for game 6 back here if needed, and then Game 7 would be there on Wednesday.
All right, I'm going to take care of some business so we can get Mr. Cleveland in here. But during the Playhouse, we have to talk about this a little bit. They just had the last performance of the Ringling Brothers Circus with the elephants. I got to tell you something. I don't know that I'd want to go if they didn't have elephants. I'm not kidding.
That.
Have you ever been to the Ringling Brothers Circus?
Yes.
I have. And when those elephants come out,
it's cool.
I mean, there's nothing. I don't care. Women standing on the backs of horses while they're galloping, that's great. The tiger and the lion tamer and they jump up on the stools and whoosh, crack a whip, that's okay. But when those elephants come out, that's the biggest, I mean, figuratively and literally, part of the circus. And I've been trying to read as much as I can. And there are people, I read an article one guy wrote. He was with the circus for like 25 years. He said, and he worked with, he said, I never saw elephants mistreated. He said they were treated better than, well, here, how about the ones in the wild and the guys come and take their tusks and kill them? And he said they were, he didn't know what these people were talking about. And once again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were mistreated. Or it's another case of a handful of do-gooders, you know, messing it up for everybody else. I'm sure you can find examples of mistreatment anywhere. Horse shows, dog shows, you know. But I kind of hate it. I don't think the circus could ever be quite the same without the elephants. All right, let's talk about where to bank. Hope you enjoyed the yard sale Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. If you missed it, it'll be back next Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock.
I didn't. I was listening Saturday morning with my daughter driving down to Cape Girardeau, taking her back to school.
Bonding.
Yeah.
Bonding. I'm sure that's what Alyssa really wants to listen to.
Oh, no. She actually liked it. She was. She's looking for another car.
Well, it kind of ties into the circus because didn't the ringmaster say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? That's kind of Paul Warner maybe should say at the beginning of the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the yard sale, because it is fun to listen to. And I mention it because it's sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Now, every time we talk about them, I'm going to ask you to consider banking, moving all your banking to First Community Credit Union. And you're not going to be sorry that you did. You'll be actually glad that you did, but you won't until you do it. You'll never fully understand what it's like to bank at the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. Now, sometimes the word big scares people. Ooh, too impersonal. No, not at all. Just the opposite. Everywhere I banked before that was a bank, and some cases smaller than First Community, was far less personal and personable than First Community. You're going to like doing all your banking here. 42 locations. Go and have some fresh popcorn. Tell them it's on us. And if you want to do that and you'd like to go online first, I have their website. It is firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep. Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wyatt.
Okay, well, it sounds like they just cleared the accident off the Martin Luther King Bridge, so traffic should be back to normal there. But, boy, you... the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, after my report last time, they did shove this one car off to the right shoulder. That's westbound on the Poplar Street Bridge. So two right lanes are blocked, two left lanes are open. And as I said, you were backed up. Looked like you were backed up right at the 70 split there. Now, if you are on southbound 141, you're slow a little bit south of Big Bend down through Highway 44. Westbound 44 drivers, we're slowing from about Kings Highway through Hampton, and then you're slow again from the Guyer Road overpass trying to ramp on to southbound 270. Southbound 270, not too bad right now. You're a little bit heavy. Olive, Ledoux, and then from 40 down to the Clayton Road overpass, and eastbound 270, we're slowing now a bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most. Ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it. It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business and have been there for over 65 years with a professional and knowledgeable staff. A beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscaping landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
While I was getting educated at Washington U, I met a young redhead who said her family had bought a Byerly trailer. It turned out to be one of Walter Byerly's originals built in 1954. For 20 years, the family had traveled through 47 states. I had a 1951 Studebaker. What a perfect match. Eventually, my Studebaker and the old Byerly were hitched up, and we set out on a three-week adventure through the western states. But that's another story. And by the way, the trailer and the Studebaker weren't the only ones that got hitched. I married that redhead, and we've been fellow travelers for over 30 years. It all started in a Byerly RV. Why not see what you can get started in an RV from Byerly in Eureka?
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E and sons.com. Family owned since 1950.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
How come?
They will be live on the air from 11 to 1 at Stark Brothers Nurseries and Orchards Company, an hour north of I-70 from St. Peter's on West Georgia Street in Louisiana, Missouri.
So we are on the air.
All moms get a free 4-inch potted annual this weekend in celebration of Stark Brothers' 200th birthday. For more, go to StarkBrothers.com. That's StarkBros.com.
It's the Inside Out Show.
Saturday, 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
Okay, looking on the screen. Looking. You said he's typing where Bill is. I'm looking. I don't see it. This is awkward.
I'm not sure. I just got him here. We were having issues with the phone.
Pick up the phone. Ask him where he is. And
Bill, where are you?
Downtown St. Louis.
Okay, now edit that out.
Okay.
And then we'll pick it up right here. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Download it, please. It works. It's a great way to get a McLeod Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, Bill.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Great.
Going great. Over the weekend, I did look up and Google a little of the Naples pickleball thing and watched a little footage of them playing.
It was a lot of fun. I was happy to say that my partner, Steve, men's doubles, and I, we finished fourth out of the 17 folks in our division. So I thought that was pretty decent.
Okay,
and I got really sick from the heat. And actually cramped up. It was really quite awful. And so I kind of screwed over my my partner. I think we could have gone another couple of games. And
could have gone all the
over.
Way.
Yeah.
I think so. I think so. But I got hurt. But I blew it for it. But it was still fun. And fourth place was, not too shabby. So maybe next year.
I ate into your time. You have 1 minute now.
Mm. All right. Well, former House Speaker John Boehner called Ted Cruz Lucifer the other day. Did that last week, along with some other choice words. It was pretty ugly. Haven't heard that kind of acrimony in Washington since Bill and Hillary Clinton's last anniversary dinner.
Those are rough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people still scratching their heads about Ted Cruz picking a running mate, even though he's been mathematically eliminated from the GOP nomination. It's been a pretty weird election cycle. I mean, what's next? The socialist running for president?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
All right, and finally, do I have time?
You'll make it.
Well, a Kentucky man has been arrested after he continued to call in fake bomb threats repeatedly where the SWAT team had to respond. And after he was arrested, he reportedly said, "Hey, I get one phone call, right?"
What happened?
Nothing. Say goodbye.
Call in a bomb.
Say goodbye.
Bill Cleveland segment. Oh, bye.
Bye. Bill Cleveland. There he goes.
Yeah.
So Matheny with the Cardinals manager, that should be an easy name for you to remember. I don't care how you remember it. I just hope you remember it. Because before you know it, here we are, May, June, July, weeks away from miserable hot weather where you want to walk in and go, it sure feels good in here. And if it doesn't, maybe your heating and cooling system needs a service call from Matheny. They'll be happy to take care of you. They'll get there as quickly as anybody can. They got a great reputation when it comes to that. 74 years, and you just need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. That's it. It doesn't matter what kind of system you have, how new, how old, what type, what make, what model, what brand, size, large, small, residential, commercial. Remember this name, Matheny, 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 and if you're truly AM in the PM, you'll never need to call anybody else. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. 5 o'clock, Big 550.